Joining us here today on the big show, it's a pleasure to welcome back our friend Jess Moskaluk. Hey, Jess, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for being here today. And I think the last time we chatted was a couple of months ago, and that was when your latest hit song was just being released, Life for Me. So now we've got something to talk about, huh?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, big tour.
I'm super excited. Yeah, the tickets are officially on sale now for almost all of the dates. There's a few that are not quite, but we're finally getting to go coast to coast. So
wow.
I could not be more thrilled about it.
So have you ever done that, Jess, going from coast to coast?
I have, but not as the headliner. So
yeah.
This is definitely a different experience that I've been ready for a long time. But
yeah.
I think people don't realize the amount of not necessarily work, that I think they know, but logistics and things that go into this. So this has been the first time that we've really actually had the opportunity to make it all the way out east.
Mm-hmm.
So people always say, come out east more. And I'm like, trust me, it's literally where I vacation. Like, I want to come out east more. So I'm glad we could do it this time.
And right now, today, we're talking to you. You're just hanging around home there in Saskatchewan, right?
I just walked in the door. I'm currently unpacking and doing laundry and cleaning my house as we speak. I've got a couple days here, so making the most of it.
I feel privileged that you took some time away from the laundry to chat with us here today, I tell you.
Well, to be fair, I didn't. I'm still doing laundry. I have my AirPods in. I'm very happy to be talking to you.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
A multitasker. I can't sit still.
Just don't put the reds in with the whites. That's my problem right there. Along with your own busy career, you're helping out some of the up-and-coming Canadian artists now by the names of Savannah Jade and Josh Stumpf. So tell us what that's like. How's that been going anyway?
Yeah, that's been a new endeavor for me over the last year and a bit, I guess. While I was on my own radio tour, I was out with one of my managers, Mike Denny, who owns my record label. So we were passed along the name of Josh Stumpf, and I just thought he was so cool and unique and had such a great voice. And I said to Mike, like, maybe this would be something that could be a long-term thing for me, you know, down the line that I could do kind of on the side a little bit. I feel like I have a lot of actual musical experience on the road that I think, you know, I didn't really have the opportunity of chatting to somebody else like that when I was coming up. So I thought maybe management could be in the cards for me. So I currently co-manage, like you said, Josh Stumpf and Savannah Jade. So it's been really cool to look at things from another angle and, you know, try to let them lead. It's their career, and give them as much guidance as I possibly can while still making sure that I'm not just saying, well, this is what I did, so you should do it too. So it's been really cool and really rewarding to watch their stars rise already.
They've got a couple of songs out if you want to check them out. Savannah's song out now is called More Like It, and Josh Stumpf, his song is Highway Money, and he rocks it up there. So, some awesome tunes from your up-and-comers there that you're helping out. So we're talking about your tour earlier that's going to be kicking off this coming September, going coast to coast. Any other plans for spring and summer that you have cooking there?
Well, because of the tour, our summer is a little lighter than it typically is, just because we, you know, can't be everywhere. The tour ends up being, like, by the time CCMAs start to the time tour ends, I think it's like 8 weeks. So we're all kind of just taking the summer to prepare. So we have just a handful of summer dates, and those will be kind of like practice swings probably at some of the new things that we're trying to implement on tour, which is a really great opportunity to be able to test it out in front of a live audience. So I think I will be doing some resting and lots of training and vocal training and stuff just to really prep to make sure that this tour is our best one yet.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, the last time we saw each other was last summer in St. John at the Boxcar Country Music Festival. Yeah, so the Life for Me Canadian tour coming up. And last summer in St. John, you got some ink. So any plans for more ink on your big tour?
You know what? Probably. I don't have a plan quite yet, but we do, I think the last at least three tours I've gotten a tattoo. So it's kind of a tradition in our band. So yeah, probably. I don't know what it is yet, but likely there will be more touring.
Stay tuned and we'll look for it on your social media, right?
Exactly.
Speaking of going out on tour, you probably autograph some things along the line. So over the years, what's the strangest thing you've ever had to autograph, Jess?
I've autographed some really strange things. One of them was a, I have to add, clean diaper. I don't know why, but autographed that. Sometimes you just use what you have, I guess. I've also autographed more than one prosthetic limb. So, yeah, those are uncommon items, I think, to have autographed.
Of all the people I've asked that question to, I've never heard a diaper as an answer. So you're now in the top five here of the weirdest things ever signed.
Stay tuned. Hopefully not too many people listen to this portion and try to come up with the weirdest thing for me to sign.
And before we let you go, we've been doing this. I chatted with Dallas Smith recently and also Tyler Joe Miller. So I've got to get your prediction. Who you think is going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
My prediction or my hope?
Well, either or, whatever you feel comfortable with. Yeah.
I mean, I want the Oilers to win, but...
Well, you know, we'll put you down as an Oilers fan voting for the Oilers, so we'll go from there. And on my pick, I'm going to go with the Leafs. So don't hold that against me, okay?
I won't. It was clever to leave that till the end of the interview.
Well, Jess, good luck with the upcoming tour. Can't wait to see you when you're in town. And once again, where are all the details?
You bet. Everything's just jessmoskowitz.com. Make sure you're following me on socials. That's usually the most up-to-date. But everything official is on the website.
Very good. jessmoskowitz.com. Cheers and have a great summer, and we'll see you coming up in the fall.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Safe travels, and good luck to the Oilers.
Good luck to the Leafs.
Thanks, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks, Ian. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, Jess.
Bye.